when the blue of the night.
Put it in there, fairy lady. Put that in there, Perry.
Someone waits for me.
The Kraft Music Hall with Bing Crosby, Eddie Duchin, John Scott Trotter and his orchestra and chorus, the Charioteers, and Bing's special guests repaying a visit to the hall. Lovely Marilyn Maxwell and the Les Paul Trio.
Marilyn Maxwell?
Yes, oh. Marilyn Maxwell. Oh. And here is Bing with a large helping of Shoo Fly Pie.
Shoo Fly Pie. An apple pan dowdy makes your eyes bug out, your tummy say howdy. Shoo fly pie, an apple pan dowdy, I never get enough of that wonderful stuff. Shoo fly pie, an apple pan dowdy makes the sun come out when the heavens are cloudy. Shoo fly pie, an apple pan dowdy, I never get enough of that wonderful stuff. Mama, when you bake, Mama, cancel my cake. Mama, for my sake, go to the oven and make some ever-loving shoe fly pie. An apple pan dowdy makes your eyes bug out, your tummy say howdy. Shoe fly pie, an apple pan dowdy, I never get enough of that wonderful stuff.
Shoe fly pie and apple pan dowdy, I never get enough of that wonderful stuff. Shoe fly pie and apple pan dowdy makes the sun come out
when the heavens are cloudy.
Shoe fly pie and apple pan dowdy, I never get enough of that wonderful stuff. Mama,
when you bake,
Mama,
I do not want cake,
Mama,
for heaven's sake,
go to the oven,
light up some ever-loving shoe fly pie, an apple pan dowdy makes your eyes bug out, your tummy say howdy. Shoe fly pie, an apple pan dowdy, I never get enough of that wonderful stuff.
Shoe fly pie, an apple pan dowdy, shoe fly pie, an apple pan dowdy, shoe fly pie, an apple pan dowdy,
I never get enough of that wonderful stuff.
Wonderful stuff on the cup.
Ah, fine, Harry.
Harry.
And, may I say that you're looking mighty chipper this evening?
You certainly may, Ken.
Thank you. You've got a swell tan. Been playing some golf?
Au contraire. I've been working in my vegetable garden.
Oh.
Yes, these are the days when we gentlemen farmers must forsake our golf clubs and take up the hoe.
I didn't know you were a gardener, Bing.
What? Haven't you ever heard of Crosby's non-burp radishes or my patented square peas guaranteed not to roll off the knife? Handling some very tricky stuff this season.
You certainly are. As a matter of fact, I planted a garden last year, but the birds came along and chewed everything to bits.
Well, Ken, the birds won't bother you this year.
No?
No, not many of them are coming back.
Well, why not?
Big nesting shortage, you know. No place to stay.
You mean to say that birds are having trouble like people?
Oh, worse. They gotta have a spot to lay eggs. They're really desperate, the birds. I had a robin come up to me the other morning, offered me a pound of butter if he could move into the mailbox. I could have used the butter, too, but I didn't make the deal.
Well, how come you didn't rent the mailbox?
I have a cousin from Spokane living in there right now.
Hiya, fellas.
Eddie.
Dooch. Well, adios, fellas. I'll leave you to your own devices. I've got to run along right now.
Oh, hey, what's the rush, Bing?
I'm off to the theater to see Road to Utopia.
Again?
Again?
Mm-hmm.
Haven't seen it before. This is an emergency, old boy. My spies tell me that Hope, Bob Hope, has Colonna, Skinny Ennis, Barney Dean, Francis Langford, and Tony Romano all over there at the theater passing out boxes of Cracker Jack for the fans to eat while I am singing.
Oh. And you're going over to stop them?
No, I'm going over during intermission and look for the prizes.
Aren't you even going to wait and hear me do my medley?
I won't make a move till I hear your lovely medley, Eddie. What are you playing? What's on the piano agenda?
Well, I'm going to play a medley of Love Walked In, and they can't take that away from me.
Fly to the keyboard. Fly. Lovely, Ed, and thank you very much. A recent ballad that has long occupied a top spot on the roster of the most played, most heard, and most enjoyed is a song called Day by Day. I shall endeavor to deliver a reading on this as soon as the man here delivers a pitch for the kitsch.
If your house is one of those places where a sandwich or a snack must come forth at almost any time, certainly you know the handy, delicious Kraft cheese spreads. But if your folks had a chance to taste all seven of these famous cheese spreads, that's the way to find their top favorite. For instance, almost everybody knows the creamy, delicious Kraft pimento and olive pimento spreads. But have you given them the one with chopped pickle in it, Kraft relish spread? Lots of folks know Golden Old English, but haven't discovered the zestful Roca spread, or Kraft Limburger spread with the flavor men particularly go for. And then there's Kraft pineapple cheese spread, a special for the youngsters. They're America's favorites for snacks and sandwiches, these seven delicious Kraft cheese spreads.
Day, I'm falling more in love with you, and day by day, my love seems to grow. There isn't any end to my devotion. It's deeper, dear, by far than any ocean. I find that day by day, you're making all my dreams come true. So come what may, I want you to know I'm yours alone, and I'm in love to stay. As we go through the years, day by day,
I find that day by day, I'm falling more in love with you.
So come what may, I want you to know I'm yours alone, and I'm in love to stay. As we go through the years, day by day.
One of the brighter spots in the hall this season was the appearance recently of Les Paul, mighty man with a guitar. He is sort of a Segovia con molto accelerando, this boy. Tonight, Les has corralled his entire trio, and he's set to hit us with Back Home in Indiana, good old timer. This is quite a thing, friends, so hearken closely. Stand by. Thank you. loved it, Les. Really. The old Wabash was certainly choppy tonight. Thanks. We turn now to the charioteers who bring us a revival of By and By When the Morning Comes.
Hallelujah,
by and by when the morning comes, all the saints of God together in home, we will tell the story how we'll overcome, and we'll understand it better by and by.
Now temptations, hidden snares often take us unaware, and we're oft time made to bleed for a thoughtless word or deed, and we wonder why the test when we try to do our best, but we'll
understand it better by and by.
Let over by
and by, oh, when the morning comes, all the saints of God together in hope, we will tell the story how we'll overcome, and we'll understand it better by.
Thank you, men, thank you. John Scott Trotter's recent treatment of the old song Paper Moon aroused some slight interest among the musical cognoscenti. Steady, cognoscenti. Enough at least to justify another time around. My confrere, Eddie Duchin, does a smashing interlude at the halfway mark. Smashing. You ready, Eddie?
Say it's only a paper moon sailing over a cardboard sea, but it wouldn't be make-believe if you believed in me. Yes, it's only a canvas sky hanging over a muslin tree, but it wouldn't be make-believe if you believed in me. Without your love, it's a honky-tonk parade. Without your love, it's a melody played in a penny arcade. It's a Barnum and Bailey world, just as phony as it can be, but it wouldn't be make-believe if you believed in me. It's a melody played in a penny arcade. It's a Phineas T. Barnum and Bailey world, just as hokey as it can be, but it wouldn't be make-believe if you believed in me.
Now, by way of a blondesome lift to these proceedings, the lovely chanteuse, Miss Marilyn Maxwell.
Hi, Bing.
Nice to see you, Marilyn.
Say, Bing. I never met Marilyn Maxwell, and I was wondering if you could arrange it.
Well, I think I can, Eddie. Sometime when Marilyn is on the show, shall we say, I'll be glad to introduce you.
Well, Bing, couldn't you do it now?
If you insist upon being headstrong and impetuous, I believe I can. Marilyn, may I present Eddie Duchin?
Hello.
Hello. Well, thanks very much, Bing. So long.
Just a minute. Stick around. Marilyn, how are things out around Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer? Are you still making the films out there?
Oh, sure. They've just turned out Lana Turner's new picture, The Postman Always Rings Twice.
Mm, with John Garfield.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And I'm working with Red Skelton.
Well, don't look so worried.
Well, I am worried.
What's the matter?
But that's not the reason.
What's the trouble?
You see, spring is here, and I'm looking for a couple of big, strong men.
Is that so tough for you?
Well, I need a couple of fellas to work on my ranch. It's planting time, you know.
Look no further. Duchin and I are your men.
No, I'm sorry, Bing. You're city fellows. I want some real country fellows.
What are you talking about, gal?
We're a couple of real hayseeds. Ain't that right, Lem?
Sure is, Zeke.
And we're good workers, ma'am. Do we get the job?
Well, I'll think it over. In the meantime, do you mind if I sing something while I'm pondering?
Certainly not, ma'am. By cracky, Lem and I are going to be all ears, too.
At least you will, Zeke.
Now, stop your joshing, Lem. I want to hear this, yeah.
You won't be satisfied until you break my heart. You're never satisfied until the teardrops start. I tried to shower you with love and kisses, but all I ever get from you is nagging and bragging. My poor heart is sagging the way you toss my heart around to cry and shame. I'll bet you wouldn't like it if I did the same. You're only happy tearing all my dreams apart. You won't be satisfied until you break my heart. You're the kind that always looks for trouble. You can find it in a sunny lane. When the sun shines, you go in a huddle and come up with a pocket full of rain. You won't be satisfied until you break my heart. You're never satisfied until the teardrops start. I tried to shower you with love and kisses, but all I ever get from you is nagging and bragging. My poor heart is sagging the way you toss my heart around to cry and shame. Bet you wouldn't like it if I did the same. You're only happy tearing all my dreams apart. Oh, you won't be satisfied until you break my
Beautiful, Marilyn, really beautiful, and thank you. Now, before Les Paul scurries out to get his copy of Downbeat, we'd like him to aid and abet our beat baritone through a few bars of Oh, What It Seemed to Be, preceded, of course, by a few overt innuendos from the man standing right here waiting.
Spring fever is making the rounds, so homemakers, it's time to perk up meals with a little fresh touch. You got any ideas?
Certainly have, Mr. Carpenter. For lunch, along with a bowl of hot soup, try serving some crisp celery stalks filled with a delicious, creamy Kraft cheese spread. That just hits the spot these days.
Well, that is a tricky way to use the Kraft cheese spreads.
Oh, I've another idea that's even better. Right in the center of a spring salad, I put a good, generous spoonful of a Kraft cheese spread. For instance, my favorite is Kraft pimento or olive pimento. You should see the salad greens disappear when they're perked up with a Kraft cheese spread.
And for party sandwiches and between meal snacks, of course you use the Kraft cheese spreads often. Kraft cheese spreads are all wholesome dairy foods with tempting flavors that put a sharp edge on dull appetites. Get several Kraft varieties to put in your refrigerator tomorrow and see how they help with sandwiches and how they can put a new touch into spring meals.
It was just a neighborhood dance, that's all that it was. But oh, what it seemed to be. It was like a masquerade ball, with costumes and all. 'Cause you were at the dance with me. It was just a ride on a train, that's all that it was. But oh, what it seemed to be. It was like a trip to the stars, to Venus and Mars, 'cause you were on the train with me. And when I kissed you, darling, it was more than just a thrill for me. It was the promise, darling, of the things that fate had willed for me. It was just a wedding in June, that's all that it was. But oh, what it seemed to be. It was like a royal affair, with everyone there. 'Cause you said, yes I do, indeed. Wedding in June, that's all that it was. But oh, what it seemed to be. It was like a royal affair, with everyone there. 'Cause you said, yes I do, to me.
That winds up the clock for tonight, friends, but we've set the alarm for next Thursday at the same time. Adios.
Tune in to Kraft Music Hall next Thursday and hear John Scott Trotter, his orchestra and chorus, the Charioteers, Eddie Duchin, Trudy Irwin, the regular Easter appearance of the Kraft Choral Club, and our own Bing Crosby. Thursday night is Star Night on NBC. Why not tune in a little earlier next week to hear Dinah Shore? And after Bing, be sure to listen to the Seal Test Village Store immediately following. Good night, everybody.
If you're one of those lucky ladies who'll be serving baked ham for Easter, here's a tempting suggestion. In preparing your ham, combine tangy golden Kraft salad mustard with some brown sugar. Then rub this appetizing mixture over the ham before putting it in the oven. Zestfully flavored with Kraft salad mustard and baked this savory way, your Easter ham is sure to bring a chorus of compliments. Remember, the mustard to get is tangy, golden Kraft salad mustard. So be sure to pick up a jar on your shopping trip tomorrow.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.